Enjoy fun adventures as you sail away together and experience the extraordinary marriage you desire. Join us in April 2025 for the Six Pillars at Sea Marriage Getaway. Yes, we are taking Six Pillars cruising and we want you to join us. Get all the details at oneextraordinarymarriage.com/getaway. Use promo code SHIPSAHOY to get $500 off your registration today. We'll see you there.
From San Diego, California, this is a One Extraordinary Marriage show, where being busy is overdone, romancing is fun, and scheduling sex has taken the guesswork out of wondering when you're going to get some. I'm Tony DeLorenzo, your co-host, along with my beautiful wife, Elisa. From coast to coast and around the world, thank you for joining us. It's time to talk sex, love, and commitment. Give us a call or text us on the Hug Hotline at 858-876-5663, or send us an email to hugs@oneextraordinarymarriage.com. In today's episode, we're talking about hormonal changes as you age and the impact this can have on your marriage.
And Suzanne Summers had this to say about hormones. She said, our bodies are finely tuned machines. And if our hormone mixtures aren't, quote, just right, everything goes into disrepair. And we'll be talking a bit about that in today's episode. But first, we start every One Extraordinary Marriage episode with a hug. And this hug comes from a post that was in the One Family private Facebook group that starts with, my wife and I will have been married for 31 years in July.
Congratulations.
Amazing. Our marriage has been good. I could even say great. However, in the past year, maybe year and a half, she's focused on getting fit. And after seeing her changes, I realized I needed to get fit as well. Between this and the One Extraordinary Marriage podcast and book, I can honestly say our marriage is becoming extraordinary. Mm. We've tried new things together, both in and out of the bedroom. I'm not a game player, but I must say that after two times of tic-tac to the bedroom, I'm hooked. I can tell you that working on all the pillars is well worth what it will do for your marriage. Never settle for where you are. Keep improving yourself and your relationship. If only you are interested in improving, then start it. Maybe that will be the catalyst that gets your spouse to take an interest.
So what can I do?
So total, what can I do?
And she and the wife did. And he was like, wow, okay, 31 years married. So it's never too late. That's what that tells me. It's never too late to go, we can make a change. We can do something different. We can choose to have the extraordinary marriage we desire.
Absolutely. And if you're curious about that tic-tac to the bedroom that he mentioned, you can get yours at oneextraordinarymarriage.com/tic-tac. And that's T-I-C-T-A-C. This is definitely a game that the One Family is loving.
Yes.
As we jump into today's episode, you know, Tony mentioned at the top that we're going to be talking about hormonal changes that happen as you age and the impact they can have on marriage. And for those of you that don't know, or that don't think we are this age, which is fabulous, and we totally receive all of that. Tony's going to be turning 50 this year, which just blows my mind because I met him right after he turned 21.
Which means I'm 49 right now.
And I'm going to be turning 49, and I was 48. It was more about where we're going. But that's cool. And Tony and I have started noticing some what we've considered to be age-related changes. And
correct.
What I want to say from the very, very top of this episode, what we want to say is that we are not medical professionals. This episode is not intended to diagnose, treat, or in any other way give medical advice. We're going to talk about what we've done. We're going to talk about, you know, some of the resources that we've implemented. But as always, when it comes to anything that we might be talking about that is medical, we encourage you to seek out medical advice from your specific needs from your medical provider.
Correct.
There's the caveat at the top of the episode. But the changes that we've been experiencing, weight gain that doesn't go away with like our simple, like what we used to do. Like it used to be so easy in our 20s.
Oh gosh, even 30s.
Even in the early 40s.
Early 40s, it was no big deal.
You know, like you don't go for a walk for a few days and you're like, oh, there's a little extra. Let me just go walk. Like I can knock that off in like 3 miles. And now I'm like, it's been 300 miles. And I'm like, what's up with this? A lot of fatigue, brain fog. Definitely had a season where the night sweats were legit. And
that's on her side, not on my
miserable.
Side. Not my side. That's her side.
Like I would hear about night sweats. I'm like, yeah. And then I got them and I'm like, what is this thing in the middle of the night?
Like to the point of like, we've had to have conversations in the morning because I'm like, Elisa, you're being a little aggressive at night when I'm trying to cuddle you. And I don't know that you have night sweats going on.
Which I don't understand because I feel like the whole bed's on fire.
And I'm like, I get it, but you don't need to be so aggressive in the middle of the night when I don't know what's going on. So we've had to have, like, we've had to strengthen our emotional intimacy in the mornings after those occasions have happened.
I do remember one time when I'm like, get off of me. I'm hot.
I just remember one time, like,
I pushed you away.
You pushed me away. Like, yeah. Just like little, and I'm in the middle of the night, literally, I get it. I'm tired. So I'm not going to like, I'm not going to take it and be like, oh my gosh, I need to think about it
in the middle of the night.
I'm just going to go roll over my own side of bed and go to sleep. And yeah, just bring it up in the morning to just hear what's going on and just expressing where I'm at as well.
And I'm aware, you know, yeah. But this is what we've got to do with it. We've also had changes in energy levels. I've noticed some changes in my period. And I didn't think about this when we were preparing this episode, but for those of you that aren't here, like maybe you're much younger and you're listening to this episode, don't turn it off. And here's why I'm going to tell you not to turn it off, because nobody talked to us when we were in our 20s, 30s, and even early 40s about these changes. And so if they're not getting talked about, if you don't have an awareness, it can actually wreak havoc on your marriage because you're like, what the heck is going on with me?
Well, and I would also say over the last number of years, through the pandemic, the stress, everything that we have as a society, as a whole, have had to endure and still at times can bring an onset in a change in your hormones. Mm-hmm. And you could be in your 20s and 30s. You know, you could be in that demographic and feeling this as well. Absolutely. And you don't need to wait until your 40s, 50s, or 60s to start getting checked and seeing what's going on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, you know, I mean, as you head into your late 40s, you start hearing all of these fabulous words that come up, like, you know, menopause and hormone levels. And people are talking about like low T and all of these different things. And I remember as we started hearing it more and more, I'm like, there's some kind of secret society. Like, what is this aging society that nobody talks about? It seems like everybody goes through and you just kind of go from like, it's like this some kind of secret portal where you're on one side and then like, you walk through, you know, I don't know if it's like the wardrobe in Narnia, and then suddenly you're in this different world where you're just older. I'm like, no, like what's going on?
And you know what? It's really interesting you say that, because a lot of the guys I was talking to when I was feeling in that place of just a lot more of the brain fog for me, low energy. And I would talk to like my neighbor or some other people, and all of a sudden it's just like, oh, low T, man, you got to go get that checked out. That's where I was at. I talked to somebody else at church. We talk in like literally.
Like all the guys are in the low T club.
Like literally all the guys I'm talking to, and I'm going, you are? Oh, yeah. You know, I'm going here. This is what I'm doing. I'm like, oh, my goodness.
See?
Like,
secret society.
Had no idea until I started bringing it up and just expressing where I was, because that brain fog for me was legit. Mm-hmm. Like it was.
And your energy tough. Levels, your yeah. energy level, especially afternoon energy levels. And you know, last week on Instagram, we asked you guys, hey, you know, are you concerned with your hormones or with changes in your hormones? And 85% of the respondents said yes. Jeez. And so when something is that substantial in the one family, we're going to talk about it. Mm-hmm. We're absolutely going to talk about it, because you're on this journey, every single one of you, of creating your own extraordinary marriage. And this is why we get up. And if it's impacting you and it's impacting your marriage, we got to talk about it. Mm-hmm. And you've heard us over the years talk about, encourage lots of people to get their hormone levels tested. And, you know, a lot of times it was all wrapped around testosterone. But as we are even learning ourselves, and that's why we're doing this episode, because when we learn something new, we want to be able to share it with you, the one family. This past year, we actually started embarking on our own hormone journey, you know, of understanding it. You know, we're not medical professionals, so I'm going to reemphasize that point. But we're talking about what's happening in our lives, the understanding that we're developing, the therapies that we're choosing to engage in. Mm-hmm. Because one, there's not a one size fits all. Like if I can just like from the get-go, you don't have to be like Tony and Elisa. What we want to do is we want to bring awareness to what's happening, and even just an awareness like to what hormones are. Mm-hmm. Like, can we go back to the very beginning? And it's this word that gets bantered about, like hormones, hormone levels. But if you don't know what hormones are and why they're important, it could be like, well, who cares? I'm not going to get my levels to, who cares? There's a website, endocrine.org, and this is one of the most powerful definitions I found. It said, hormones are the body's chemical messengers, sending signals into the bloodstream and tissues. Hormones work slowly over time and affect many different processes, including growth and development, metabolism, how your body gets energy from the foods you eat, sexual function, reproduction, and mood. Okay, I found this definition as I was doing the search for you guys so that we have a definition, because you know I like that. And there were some big things that jumped out at me at this definition. First of all, they're chemical messengers sending signals into the bloodstream and tissues, which pretty much covers everything head to toe. Okay, great. That means super important for the entire body. Then when it started going into what do these hormones affect? Metabolism, energy, sexual function, and mood. Metabolism, energy, sexual function, and mood. If we can just look at those four words all together, those are going to impact your marriage.
Yeah.
If things are not going well, like Suzanne Summer said, if they're not just right, your marriage is going to be impacted.
And I will say this too. Many of us, me included, you know, we have this ideal probably persona of who we are. And when we are confronted with medical issues, we will be in a battle. There's an internal battle waging.
Wow.
Do I need to go? Should I go? I don't want to go because maybe if I find something out, believe me, I was there. And I just want to share with you that you're not alone in that, and that work through that because you have to feel comfortable going. Here's what I will say, though. If your spouse is saying something to you and your spouse is saying, hey, something's going on, then that should be an indication and an indicator that you probably do want to get some medical advice, especially when it comes to, as Elisa said, the metabolism, the energy, the sexual function, and the mood. Our spouse is there on our team. And they're there and they're seeing stuff that sometimes we don't see, or we are choosing to ignore because of our own internal conversation we're having. And they're not there because they're trying to force you to have sex, because a lot of folks will go, well, you just want me to go get checked, my hormones checked, so we can have sex. I would say more times than not, your spouse loves you so much that they just want to see you healthy. They want to see you living a full and joyful life. And so we need to check ourselves and go, okay. And I know this for a fact because Elise and I have been there. And we've had to, you know, just do that little check on one another. And it's tough. And yet I hope that what we're sharing here today as just friends, that you just go, you know what? I need to go just get this checked.
Well, and even as you were saying that, I was thinking back to the episode we did a few weeks ago on snoring. And the parallel that popped into my mind as you were saying that is that in a lot of cases, snoring does tend to affect men more often. And so in a lot of cases, a wife wants her husband to go get checked, and there can be some resistance there. But in that episode, we shared that this is actually a way to build trust in the marriage, because taking care of yourself is a trust building exercise. And I'm going to flip it, and I'm going to go, ladies, because a lot of us have mood related, you know, menopause is a real thing. There's a lot of hormonal mood transitions with that. If your husband is saying it to you, it's kind of like if you were going to ask him to go get his snoring checked out. This is a trust building exercise. And I will say from the get go on either side, because men, there can be mood and metabolism and sexual function, all of those as well related to hormones. Step into this place where we are trust builders in our marriage, where we are saying, you know what, I hear you. And yes, maybe I've got some fear or some resistance, but I'm going to step into it because you all were telling us that you have concerns, you know, around things like not being naturally lubricated or being too dry to have sex. If sex is painful, guess what? You're not going to want to have sex. The sexual intimacy is going to plummet in your marriage. There's emotional upheaval. Okay. The mood swings, like me getting all kinds of cranky pants in the middle of the night. That's going to impact our emotional intimacy. We were having a few serious conversations, and it wasn't just in the morning. But, you know, being in this place where maybe you're feeling down or you've got levels of frustration for no reason, where you've Googled Dr. Google and you're like, oh my gosh, I think I have all these symptoms of menopause, but maybe I don't want to be in menopause. But what if you can actually not have to deal with all those symptoms, because whether through supplementation or therapy, you can actually do something about it, right? You're having random spikes where that are causing headaches. You've got lack of sleep or low energy. You can be in this place of frustration overall. I'm just going to put that general umbrella over there, because you don't know what's going on with your levels of testosterone or progesterone or estradiol. Like, these aren't just words that the medical community like tosses out there just like poof. You know, like, wow, I'm just going to toss it. Like, those words, each one of those impact your body and they make it work. And when they're not at optimum levels, like, that can throw off all of those things. And we can't just sit back. Look, this podcast is called One Extraordinary Marriage. Okay. In case you've missed it, that middle word is extraordinary. People that are extraordinary don't just kind of like sit back and like say, you know what, I'm just going to see what happens. What happens? The extraordinary, first part of that word, has got extra. We're going to talk about what it looks like to be a little extra when it comes to taking care of ourselves, to be that extra in developing an awareness. And we want to talk about that after this break. You're probably not surprised to hear that things like stress, hormone fluctuations, and lack of sleep can affect your skin. I know I'm dealing with all of it. From dry skin to dark spots and acne, your complexion might not be where it used to be, which is totally normal. But today's sponsor, OneSkin, can help. They have a simple skincare routine that tackles skin issues like these at the cellular level. I know how many products you can have, but the simplicity of OS One Face and OS One Eye makes my life so easy. And I can tell you that the OS One Eye is making a difference on my crow's feet and under eye areas. I have two products, not a whole counter full of them. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code OEM at OneSkin.co. That's 15% off OneSkin.co with code OEM. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support this show and tell them we sent you. We're back and we're talking about what's up with these hormones, right? Like learning about, and I will tell you, I've had a very, very long journey with hormones. Tony and I were actually just kind of processing this before this episode. Because it would be, gosh, if Alex is 20, it would be 18 years ago that we lost our second son at 18 weeks gestation. And prior to that and immediately after, I, around all of my pregnancies, I would go into this like rapid weight loss. I got down to just over 100 pounds and I would go to the doctors. I'm like, there's something that's not right with my body. And they would run the test. They would run the thyroid test, you know, quick, you know, visit with the general practitioner. And this is not any type of slam on general practitioners. I know you all have limited amount of time to meet with your patients. That's just a fact of the medical world that we live in here in the States. And my test results would come back normal. Mm-hmm. They always came. I was
within range.
I was always within range on the low side, but within range. And so there was nothing to be done. And this has actually colored how I like engage with medical professionals for a long time, because I just felt like I wasn't heard. And I know a lot of you even commented about that when it comes to your own hormone levels. And I want to encourage you that being in this place, like, you might have to do a little more research to find a medical professional that has set up their practice in such a way that they can give you more time. Mm-hmm. And we are moving into a time, I don't know, like, I don't know how to, a time where there are more medical professionals that are stepping into, I think, I mean, I don't know if you call it like private care, or I don't know what the actual terminology for it is, but they're moving more away from like being dependent on the insurance companies and moving into this place where they can treat patients the way that they want to treat patients. Mm-hmm. And that's what Tony and I knew that we needed as we were embarking on this hormone journey. Because I didn't need to be told once again, as I was going through night sweats and cranky pants and brain fog and Tony's got low energy levels, that we were in the normal range.
Correct.
Because
which, after we did our both of our blood tests, we found a clinic here in town, and the team there at Catalyst Wellness has been amazing. Have had friends go there. Mm-hmm. And so we've like when I was talking to my friends about testosterone and things of that nature, Catalyst Wellness kept coming up.
Mm-hmm.
This clinic kept coming up. Hey, I'm going there. Hey, I introduced so-and-so. Go talk to so-and-so. We got to meet the founders of Catalyst Wellness and talking to them and just love who they are and what they're doing to help folks with their hormones. I'll have a link here in the episode notes if you want to check them out. They are great people. We truly love them. And, you know, we went in, and I went in before Elisa. I started, you know, in July of last year and went in for my first blood draw so I could get my tests and get my results. And when the doc comes in and he's like, hey, you're within range of everything.
There's that phrase.
And I'm like, okay, well, I still have all this brain fog. Mm-hmm. There were times that I would get up after 8 hours of sleep and I would sleep hard.
Mm-hmm.
I could barely open my eyes in the morning. Like it hurt to like keep my eyes open. And I don't feel like I was doing anything like crazy the day before. Like this isn't like back in the day when I was doing double centuries or even training for double centuries or anything like that. And I mean, I would feel so fatigued just trying to move through the day. It was tough. And so sitting down with doctor there and just going, okay, well, it says that, but what can we do?
Mm-hmm.
What can we start doing so that way we can start, so I can start feeling better and I can start testing and seeing what's happening. I chose not to go with hormone replacement. As of now, I'm still not on hormone replacement because where my levels were, especially my testosterone, I felt like, you know what? I'm cool. I don't want to start that yet, but I just did another draw. We're going to review that one again and we're going to approach it and we're going to look at it again from a standpoint of, okay, you've gone 6 months. Like what's happened? Where are you now? Where are your levels now? Do we need to make some adjustments? What needs to change in the next 3 to 6 months to see differences?
And I was on the other side. I have levels that had literally, as they so eloquently put it, are falling. Like I'm literally right at the cliff. And so my hormone levels, you know, across the board were at a place where it was like, okay, we need to actually have the conversation about hormone replacement therapy. And what I want to say when it comes to this is that's a very personal decision. There are pros and cons, and you have to evaluate where you are, what your medical history is. You know, there are a lot of different factors. It's not just simply a yes or a no.
And actually, after my conversation, we were talking about testosterone replacement, and I was like, you know what? I need to discuss this with Elisa. Like, just in my internal being, I was just like, I need to talk to her, and I need to just get her input because she's my wife. She needs to know what's going on. And I came home and we spoke about it. And there over at Catalyst Wellness, they're totally cool. They're like, go. Like, get those questions answered. You know, talk to your spouse. See what's going on. And if you have any questions of us, just let us know. We're here for you.
Mm-hmm. And that's, for us, that's a really big thing because, one, I was shocked. Like, when I sat down and had my, what do they call it? The initial blood draw review. I'm sure there's actual... You know,
we can call
fancy.
It that.
We'll call it that. But seeing that, I was actually shocked that more people were not talking about hormone levels. It really became one of those, like literally I was sitting in that meeting. I'm like, we have to talk to the one family about this. Mm. Like we have to start normalizing this conversation. People are getting older. Like, let's face it. You are a day older than you were yesterday. Right. And there's a book out there. It's called Younger Next Year. And the author is Crowley and Lodge. They had this great line in there and it says, aging is inevitable. Decay doesn't have to be. And I thought, okay, that's where we want to be. Like, yes, I'm getting old. I tell people all the time, like, I'm proud to say that I'm 48 going on 49. I've earned every single one of those years. My wrinkles don't bother me. I do color the gray hair. That I'm just a little vain about. But I'm happy to be getting older. I'm happy with the life experiences I
Wisdom
have.
Wisdom and knowledge comes with
yes,
it.
Yes. It's why I'm such an amazing coach, because I've got all those years with you. Yes, all of those things. But being into this place where I was like, you know what? There are some physiological responses that my body is having to aging that I want to address.
Mm-hmm.
And if that means hormone replacement therapy, I want to talk through the pros and cons. I want to talk through what this is going to look like. And I want to work with a team. I mean, one of the most important things that I really got... that really was meaningful to me was when the doctor said, look, if we're going to talk about hormone replacement therapy, I want you to know that we are going to look for the lowest effective dosing when it comes to your hormones. And that statement hit me like a ton of bricks in all the right ways, because it meant that we weren't just going to start off at, you know, some high place and just be like, yeah, we're just going to start here. And if we have to, you know, go up or down, it was like, no, we're going to start low and we're just going to keep increasing until we find what is the lowest effective dose that we can put you on. Because essentially, translation, I care about you enough that I'm not just going to randomly throw you into some, mm-hmm. you know, medical, you know, put all these hormones in your body. And it's something that we're also being regularly reevaluated. Just heard Tony say that he's got another blood draw. Blood draws are kind of a funny thing because, you know, I pass out. And so they've got all kinds
that's
of...
That's a whole nother story.
But it actually makes it... That's part of the story, though, with working with Catalyst and finding a clinic, a wellness clinic that matters.
Mm-hmm. And let me just share this. It took Elisa 3 times?
Well, the first day it was 3 times and then I had to leave because I was in tears.
Yes.
And that was not there. Like, let me be very clear.
No, it wasn't there. Elisa has very, very small, tiny, tiny veins. Like, they
like you can't
like
see
if you see her and you look at her veins, like they're gone, like who knows where they are, but that's not their fault. But they worked with her, and I will tell you, her coming home after that, I mean, she was in tears. She was so frustrated, like that her body, that she wasn't even able to give blood. And so just being there for her, I couldn't say anything, I couldn't do anything. All I could do was comfort her and let her know that we would work on figuring out a solution so that way we could get her blood tested and get her blood in those little vials so we can get the results. But it was, you know, there were some emotional times there, man, where it was touch and go here in this household because of just where she was. And I don't understand why I can't give blood. And if you look at me on my right arm, like right down my
he's like the Incredible Hulk, like no, Arnold Schwarzenegger, like no, the veins just all pop out. Like he just has to look at his veins.
Yeah, but I'm not
say,
that buff.
Hey, but I'm talking about like the veins.
I don't
like
do testosterone yet. Maybe when I do testosterone, I'll be
but,
like that.
But I want, and this is really important, like as you start to think through this journey, you want to be working with a physician and a medical team, a clinic, a wellness center, whatever terminology is there in your area. You want people that are going to care for you, and you want people that are going to take the time and have the time to explain what your options are. Mm-hmm. You want people that are going to explain to you, hey, let's start on a regimen. Let's start on a protocol and let's reevaluate after 90 days. Like, I'm not just going to like, you know, toss you to the wind. You want people that are going to say, hey, we want to know what your side effects are.
Yep.
Because if you're having side effects, that's important for us to know. I had tiny little side effects and we talked about it, you know, as I started to receive my hormone therapy and was able to discuss how to mitigate. And that's what you want as you're going through this journey, as you're making this decision, whether it's going to be supplementation, which is what Tony's doing right now. Tony's just on different supplements for energy, primarily energy. Yes.
Yeah. And I think some other stuff as well. Like even, I forget what it is,
the joint,
I was having joint pain. In my previous life, I did paintless dent repair for 22 years. I did that for many years as we were starting One Extraordinary Marriage and ended up selling that. But, that process, that trade, my right hand, I would use it for work and I was having arthritic pain in that hand, and that has seriously gone. That's gone. Like I could barely, I couldn't give people fist bumps with my right hand because when I would hit with somebody, there would be sharp pain up my hand. And so we have myself on like some supplementation to help with that. And today, even as I was working out, just like, oh my gosh, like the strength I have in my right hand and it doesn't hurt anymore, it has just been amazing. I mean, that's just one of, like, we didn't even talk about that sort of stuff, but that's sort of things that, man, as we're getting older, I want to feel strong and healthy,
mm-hmm.
not just in my brain and in energy internally, but like my joints, like that to me matters. Like I want to be able to pick up my grandkids, you know, when that day comes. Far off into the future. I understand that's far off into the future, but if I didn't deal with it now and address it now, 10 years from now, when we do have grandchildren, I don't know if I would have been able to hold them and do those things with them.
Absolutely. And you know, this all comes down to Tony and I are on a journey,
mm-hmm.
and we know because we know how old many of you are from, you know, what you've shared in terms of how long you've been married and, you know, ages and whatnot. We know that you're on the same journey with us. And we're going to take you along for the ride this year as we're, you know, going through our treatment protocols, as we're, you know, stepping into new places with hormones, with supplementations. We're going to talk about it here because nobody's talking about it. And we know that it's impacting your emotional, physical, and sexual intimacies from the get-go. And we're going to do something about that as a family.
Yep. So let's go do it this week. Hey, I do want to say though that Catalyst Wellness treats folks from across the nation. So if that's something for you, again, you can come on over here to the episode notes and learn more about them. You can go to catalystwellness.com. Let them know that we sent you. Learn more. You may find another clinic that's nearby, whatever it may be. But this week, if you're where we are and are like, gosh, man, I've been battling this, or, you know, I've been thinking about it, this is your week to at least make a step and maybe just start that journey. Maybe pick up the phone, maybe do some research, maybe pick up the book that Elisa mentioned. I'm going to have a link here in the episode notes for that book as well. Whatever that may be for you, this week is just the starting point of just saying, hey, I'm going to at least start looking into this, maybe make a phone call, maybe do a consultation call so I can just get more information so I can be educated on what my next steps may be. You guys have yourselves a fantastic week. We're truly honored and blessed to have you part of the One Family. Love you guys.